Welcome back inside Let's Talk Dallas County here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Let's Talk Dallas County, brought to you each and every day by our friends at your Perry Fairway. Well, today we kick off a two-part series. The first part with White Rock Conservancy. We all know about it, but we're going to learn a lot more about it here in the next few moments. And then part two, how they are partnering with a local Perry business to bring awareness to all that they do. And who better to describe all of that than Kate Zimmerman, who is the executive director with White Rock. And first off, Kate, so great to have you with us here on the radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having us, and I'm very excited to talk all things White Rock.
So let's start with that. All things White Rock. For folks who are new to the area and folks who have been here maybe multiple decades, break down what White Rock is.
Awesome. White Rock is a 5,500-acre nonprofit land trust that was formed in 2004, and it was gifted to the state of Iowa by the Garst family. It is one of the largest nonprofit land trusts that have ever been donated to the state in Iowa's history.
So with all that land, what goes on out there on a daily basis?
It is a fantastic model for Iowa and how all of our different landscapes can work together. So we have a three-part mission, which includes sustainable agriculture, outdoor recreation, education, and ecological restoration. So it really encompasses all things that Iowa really models, which is a healthy landscape that can all work together between our sustainable ag and our conservation efforts.
And that's the point I wanted drive home for our audience, because so often you will go to neighboring states, other Midwestern states, and you mention conservation and you mention agriculture, and they're two separate conversations. Not the case here. They both coexist. Both are important at White Rock.
Yes, very, very important. And they coexist together, and not only coexist together, but thrive together. And part of that three-part mission is not only just the sustainable ag and conservation working together, but creating things like our 40-mile trail system that takes you through that entire system of land so you can see all of those different entities working together.
I want to talk about some of the specifics for folks who want to go utilize this incredible resource that we have in our area. There is something for everyone out there, it truly sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. Whether you are an avid outdoors person and want to go hiking, biking, equestrian trails, kayaking, canoeing, or if you just want to sit out in nature and watch the river at our historic White Rock Bluff, which is how we got our name, there's really something for everybody to do, including camping, cabins if you'd prefer cabin over camping, and all of those wonderful things that you can do outdoors.
Yeah, we'll get more to the lodging in a moment, but something that struck my interest, you mentioned the kayak. How many miles of the Raccoon River do you have access to for folks who want to rent a kayak from you?
Sure. We have an 8-mile path that runs through White Rock Conservancy and is protected by White Rock Conservancy. And we've even done water quality tests that really show the water flowing into White Rock is cleaner as it flows out, which really proves that our conservation efforts, along with our land use efforts, have been really successful.
And with not just the water sports, but any of the other type events that you mentioned, or some of those hobbies that people like to do, the hiking, the trails, all of that. Do you have a rental source available where people can just show up and get whatever might be of their interest and check it out?
Absolutely. So we have a great staff, and they're always available to take your calls. We do suggest, especially in the height of the season, to make your reservations in advance, because we do have a limited number of canoes and kayaks.
And typically, what are your heightened seasons?
Usually we go May through October is our large season. And of course, in the past few years, we've had some drought, which affects the water levels in the river. So some of that is seasonal and contingent on water levels.
Another cool aspect is the equestrian aspect. Talk a little bit more about that for us.
Yes. So we are very excited to be able to offer that. Not a lot of parks and recreation areas are able to offer the equestrian side of things. So we have a lot of great equestrian trails for people to access at White Rock Conservancy. We have horse pens available along with our modern camping as well as tent camping areas that they can all access and utilize and really have a fun weekend enjoying the trail systems. One thing I will specify is that we do not house horses. White Rock does not own horses, but you must bring your own horse to utilize the trails.
We're speaking with Kate Zimmerman, the executive director with White Rock Conservancy. Lodging. You have some lodges available that folks can enjoy, whether it's a night out or maybe a week rental? Talk about the options.
Absolutely. So we have all of the way from a beautiful log house that can house your entire family for reunions, down to our 805 River Cabin, which is a much more rustic hike-in only adventure. So no matter where you're looking, we've got an option for you, including if you're more into the arts, culture, and history, the Historic Garst House, which is on the National Registry, that you can stay in and really get a feel for how this whole organization got started.
And how far in advance on a normal basis should folks think about renting these?
Depending on the weekend you're looking at, if you're looking at holidays or heavy weekends in the main part of the season, you're going to want to do months in advance. If you're a little bit more flexible in your travels, you can usually get something within a month or so.
One unique aspect, there's a lot of unique things that happen with White Rock, but something I learned before we started this interview was the interest that a lot of folks have at night coming out to your secluded area. A lot of advantages for people. Talk about what those are.
Great. Yeah, so that's one of our campgrounds. It's called Starfield Campground, and we are a dark skies designated area, which means that we have the least amount of light pollution in surrounding areas, and we really can see a lot of the really unique features of the sky, including the Milky Way most nights. We do a special event every year with the Ames Astronomy Club. This year it will be on October 5th, which is our 20th anniversary celebration. So please come out and keep your eye on all of our events and stuff for that.
Okay, we are just about out of time. We do want to let our audience know tomorrow on this segment, there's a special event that's going to be happening in Perry. August 29th is the date. You're going to be partnering with the Hotel Patti, a really cool event that we're going to talk about tomorrow. But before we let you go, just kind of give us a tease of what we can expect come later this month.
Great. We're so excited to partner with Hotel Patti and really get our outreach and fundraising in Perry and out surrounding communities. So really excited for that and look forward to some specialty signature cocktails, too.
Well, we can't wait to hear all the news regarding August 29th. We're going to hear all about that on our segment tomorrow. In the meantime, this has been Let's Talk Dallas County. Today's special guest, Kate Zimmerman, the executive director with White Rock Conservancy.